Good afternoon, it's 5:06. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Tanner Boyd.
And I'm Samantha Morrill.
There's a new record for unemployment in Kentucky.
Drug overdose deaths are up around the nation, but not in the Commonwealth.
A tornado has been confirmed in the listening area this week.
The Gateway Development District is seeking new personnel.
And three Morehead State faculty members have been chosen for leadership training.
There's a slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 50s. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky officials are celebrating a new record. In his Team Kentucky update today, Governor Andy Beshear announced a historically low monthly unemployment rate at 3.7%. The April 2023 unemployment rate was down 0.1 percentage points from March of this year and 0.1 percentage points from April of last year. Governor Beshear says this is the second unemployment milestone the state has recently marked.
Today's news follows last month's announcement that Kentucky had set the lowest annual unemployment rate for 2022. That's the lowest unemployment rate for any year in the state's history.
Officials say the Commonwealth is seeing job growth beyond pre-pandemic levels. There are now 46,000 more jobs in the state than there were in 2019. Governor Beshear added that Kentucky's state-level credit rating has improved from AA- to AA. The governor says this puts the Commonwealth's pension system in a more secure position.
Drug overdose deaths in the U.S. went up slightly last year after two big leaps during the pandemic. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the numbers plateaued for most of last year. Experts aren't sure whether that means the deadliest drug overdose epidemic in U.S. history is finally reaching a peak, or whether it'll look like previous plateaus that were followed by new surges in deaths. Estimates put overdose deaths at just under 110,000 for 2022. That's about 2% more than the over 107,000 U.S. overdose deaths in 2021, but that is a significant downswing from the 30% increase seen in 2020 and the 15% increase in 2021. Kentucky was one of eight states to report a sizable decrease of around 100 or more compared to the previous calendar year. Also included in that trend are Florida, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia.
A historic vote took place in an eastern Kentucky county. The change has the potential to help business owners in the county. The majority of Madison County prohibited the sale of alcohol since the early 1900s. However, a recent vote has changed that. 67% of the over 14,000 voters who showed up to the polls voted to make Madison County wet. The change in legislation has the potential to help businesses in the area, including Apollo's Pizza. The co-owner of that restaurant, Wesley Brown, tells WKYT selling alcohol could help his business.
Even though it does okay, the effort we pour into this location is so much more and the return is so much less. Now we're going to invest in it.
Brown says selling alcohol makes customers want to buy more and stay longer. The law hasn't taken effect yet. Officials in Madison County say after the election is certified, businesses will be able to apply for an alcohol license in 60 days. And we'll have more of your news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Kentucky Blood Center, providing life-saving blood products to more than 70 hospitals across the Commonwealth. KBC collects in more than 90 counties in Kentucky with 8 donor centers and approximately 2,000 mobile drives annually. With 1 in 4 people in need of a blood transfusion in their lifetime, donors are needed daily to save local lives. All donations stay in Kentucky. More information online at kybloodcenter.org or by calling 800-775-2522.
The National Weather Service has been out surveying after strong storms in eastern Kentucky earlier this week. Officials confirmed a tornado in McGovern County on Tuesday that has the potential to be classified as an EF1. The storm caused damage to structures and left debris near the small community of Foraker. Officials say the tornado touched down and took a path through a holler. Jane Wicks, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Jackson, says the tornado is a reminder that eastern Kentucky can experience tornadoes.
A lot of people think the mountains protect us from the tornadoes, and in this case, it went down a holler. Never think that just because we live in the mountains that we couldn't get a tornado, so definitely take our tornado warning seriously.
NWS survey teams, aided by McGovern County Emergency Management, looked into areas of Madison, Estill, and Powell counties where locals reported sightings of funnel clouds, though no touchdowns were confirmed in those areas.
A scary afternoon turned out to be a false alarm for some folks working in Frankfort yesterday. Reports began coming in to the Kentucky State Police about a possible person with a gun at the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet building around 3 o'clock. As rumors circulated, employees in the building began to seek cover. Kinsey Martin was among those in the building at the time of the panic. She spoke with WKYT.
I thought it was just going to be a normal Wednesday. I was just going to go and do my job, go home. But, I mean, there was a moment I didn't even know if I was going to go home. We were just getting under our desks, panicking. And then I just heard police run in and ask for the stairs, and we just ran out of there.
Martin adds, like others in the building, she was very concerned about making it home to her family throughout the ordeal. The Frankfort Police Department eventually gave the all clear for the cabinet building.
Police say two men and a juvenile led them on a stolen car chase in Ashland. 22-year-old Justin Kuhn, 20-year-old Liam Lyons, and an unidentified minor were arrested Monday after allegedly driving a stolen vehicle. According to the Boyd County Sheriff's Office, the three suspects found an unlocked van on Rogers Court and drove it away. Deputies attempted to stop the vehicle for a traffic violation, which turned into a short chase to 34th Street. Lyons was arrested inside the vehicle, while Kuhn and the juvenile left. They were later caught and arrested. Lyons and Kuhn were both charged with auto theft above $10,000, evading police in a motor vehicle, and an unlawful transaction with a minor. Kuhn was also charged with evading police on foot, failure to illuminate headlamps, and reckless driving. Charges against the juvenile remain confidential. Preliminary hearings for Lyons and Kuhn are scheduled for next week.
The Gateway Area Development District will use $100,000 in funds given by the Appalachian Regional Commission to hire new personnel. The job would have someone respond to funding announcements for county governments. Executive Director of the Gateway Area Development District, Joshua Farrow, says if anyone is interested in the position, they can visit their website at gwadd.org and click the employment section. Farrow adds the position will be offered for 2 years.
Yeah, it'll likely just be primarily one position. It may partially fund other positions, but we'll budget that out for fiscal year 24 and then fiscal year 25. So we'll plan through June of 2025.
The district is assisting in many Rowan County projects, such as the Moorhead Utility Plant Board and water treatment plant construction that is currently underway.
Facing Hunger Food Bank is expanding its facility in Huntington, West Virginia. They're expanding into the old Southern States building on 7th Avenue. The extra space will allow for a food pantry, more storage, and freezers for perishable items, and a teaching kitchen. Cooking classes will be customizable to what cooking resources people have available to them. Food Bank CEO Cindy Kirkhart tells WSAZ having the space at the food bank means more room to fulfill their mission.
I want to see people thrive. I want kids, the kids that we serve, I want them to get the education that they deserve and be treated in a way that they take those gifts that they're born with and make a difference.
The food bank will be working on the expansion during the next year and hope to have it all finished around the end of 2024.
The Council on Post-Secondary Education has chosen three Moorhead State University faculty members for for leadership training. Dr. Kenneth Andrews, Dr. Kimberly Sharp, and Dr. John Musgrave will take part in Bluegrass Tomorrow's Academic Leadership Academy. Officials say the ALA provides professional development training and mentorship that prepares educators for a career in education administration. CPE President Dr. Aaron Thompson says there needs to be a path forward for people who want these jobs.
This goes to that. This goes to identifying promising faculty that have the desire to go into administration. And we really, with Bluegrass Tomorrow as a partner, create the kind of leadership set of series, talking with experts who are in higher ed, obviously, and other places, to help them to have that set of skills.
Thompson adds the program also exposes members to the realities of education administration. The CPE president says the long-term goal of the training program is to strengthen Kentucky's hiring pool so that open positions in higher education are filled quickly by qualified candidates. The three faculty members from MSU join more than 60 other ALA participants from 18 Kentucky colleges and universities.
Plans to build a new shopping center in Boyd County have been announced. According to WSAZ, the Bellefonte Place Shopping Center will have room for 3 to 4 large box stores. The site is located off of US 23 near the Boyd and Greenup County line. Boyd County officials say the location will give people a more convenient place to shop. The building project is being overseen by the Interstate Realty Company, based in Bristol, Tennessee. The company has been involved with several projects in West Virginia. Officials have not yet said which businesses may eventually end up locating in the Bellefonte Place Shopping Center.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Roots Music Weekend May 26th and 27th in Downtown Moorhead. Live music starts at 5 p.m. each day. Friday's showcase includes Albert Lloyd and Reister, T.D. Young, Shelby Lore Band, and Magnolia Boulevard. Saturday features Brett and Donnie, The Gens, Wolfpin Branch, and Kyle Fields. Roots Music Weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th in downtown Moorhead.
And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, we have a slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. And tomorrow night, another chance of showers and storms. This time it's an 80% chance, so rain is likely. Lows will be around 58 degrees. We have more showers on Saturday, mostly before 8 a.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon with highs near 71 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Then we have sunshine on Sunday with a high near 76 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s, and more sunshine on Monday, highs near 80 degrees.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Hallie Adams, Annabelle Peterman, Braden Trent, and Ethan Jenkins. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Tanner Boyd for WMKY News. Now, back to All Things Considered.